Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Doctor, I've got an appointment with music.
Well, let me fix
what
you up.
What do you prescribe?
Well, let me fix you up. I prescribe a bit of the sackbut. Actually, is the original name of this instrument.
The sackbut. If you can call up right now on 309-3879 and tell us what the sackbut is now called, then I'm going to give you a ticket to
$1 million. No,
a double pass.
Out
no,
of my
double
own pocket.
Double pass to Isle of Dogs, a new Wes Anderson movie. What is the sackbut now called? 309-3879. If you want to go to the new Wes Anderson movie, Isle of Dogs, what is the sackbut called?
Come on, there's probably the Auckland sackbut society.
There will be a sack butters.
Well,
I've been sack butting for 32 years. BFM, good morning.
Good morning.
The sack butt is now called the
trombone.
Trombone.
Yay!
Thank you very much. What's your name?
Luke.
Luke, stay there, my friend. Now, so you can see where they changed the name, although. It's not like, where does the word trombone come from? Sounds like some sort of musical. The bone part of it sounds like a bone.
It's a French
trombone
word. And, you know, I try to not be dirty in these shows, believe it or not. But playing this instrument is blowing, vibrating, and tonguing. That's
tonguing.
The techniques.
Tonguing.
Yes.
The trombone's got a tonguing element to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lip vibration against a cup mouthpiece. Oh, you know, it's not me. I'm just reading this straight off like I'll play it.
Okay, right.
So, okay, the trombone, for those of you who don't know, so there's brass instruments, and those are those bright instruments at the back of either
made
the
of
band
brass.
Or the orchestra,
yeah.
Made of brass, so they're shiny yellow. They have big sort of cups opening.
Other well-known brass instruments would be the tuba.
The trumpet. But the trombone is different than the others because they...
sort of trumpet-y, isn't
they
it?
Use the stops, but the trombone uses the slide to change the tune. And that's why it gets that wobbly slidiness. Because you're not just change note. It's change note. And to me, it seems like it'd be so hard to play.
Yeah, because like a fretless bass or something.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got to get that feel of where it is. And I guess with your ear constantly sort of sliding up or down to try to match that tune. But I think it's the sliding and the almost off pitch that kind of is part of its charm.
And been around for how long, do you think, trombone?
Well, since the 15th century, supposedly.
Really? We'd quite like to make one, wouldn't it?
And this is the weird thing. Originally, it was because it was considered a religious instrument. It was only in churches. And it didn't join orchestras till like, the 1840s.
Churches?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Churches.
I can't imagine sitting in church and people going, bah, 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 and finding that holy.
Would this be one?
That's a bit bright. That could be trumpety.
Yeah, could be trumpety.
And you know what I'm wondering, and I didn't get to look it up, is, you know the old striptease song? Yeah, I'm wondering if that's... Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's trombone. So it's that slidey...
I think it's the first one you learn, like chopsticks.
Well, that was your first striptease, and we all do that as little kids. Hi, I'm strippy.
I'm doing a strip. Mom. I'm going to do a show in 5 minutes. I'm going to come out and do a show. Whoa, what are you doing?
So the weird thing is, it's hardly ever used as a solo. It's not that popular an instrument. Let's just say it's probably not even the top 10 of sort of solo instruments. But all the songs we have today have... Awesome trombone solos. And I don't know how you guys want to do this. Do you want to play the song and wait for the minute or two for the solo? Or do you want to jump in closer to the solo?
Can't really do that, so I'll play the song.
Okay. So, well, see, the solo here is not for 3:10.
Okay. I might be able to do that. Let's see how it can go.
So this is Diana Ross, produced by Nile Rodgers.
Oh my god.
I know.
I just heard a really great Nile Rodgers and Carl Cox track. Carl Cox, the techno DJ. Very good. I might play that.
Okay, but so listen to the song. Bright, buzzy, dancey. And you're like, and I'm going to put a trombone solo in there. It's just, it's very unique.
I'll dig it up on this thing here.
And for you.
Good tune, great tune, good drums.
All you queer folks out there, make you feel good this morning.
And people who aren't queer yet.
Yet.
What?
What? This is Queer Anthem.
I love it. It's awesome. Tune.
So, maybe one of y'all hasn't come out yet.
That's what I'm saying.
The song will inspire you today. Just right, let it show.
Easy, yeah. Woo! Well, straight until you're not, and then you're not until you're straight, and then you're gay until you're not, and then who cares? Who cares?
Oh, listen to that bass. Is that Niall? Oh. I think this time around,
I am gonna do it. That bass is gorgeous, isn't it? But we're not here to talk about the bass. I'm going to take you through. I'm going to come out and just go. You said 310, did you say?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay, get ready. Rock and trombone solo.
If you're in the car or perhaps with friends or on the bus, you can do a pretend trombone now. Get ready. Here it comes. Warm up your lips. Here we go. Oh, lovely.
But it's sort of, you know, it's not trumpet. It brings you down a bit.
It's sort of got that. Do you know it's sort of got? It's sort of got what made me think of it. It's sort of got the that comfortable look of an unmade bed. You know, it's like a... Like like a trumpet's really precise sort of thing, right?
Yeah,
so that's just got this on. Hey, get back in bed, man. Take the bag off. Get back in bed.
But it's a weird mix and such a sort of bright song.
Which is weird because I've never thought of a bed that looks like a trombone. I guess it was a sound that looked like the bed. Anyway, okay, so what's the next one?
Okay, what's next, boss?
Next we've got Who's Gonna Help Brother Get Further.
Okay, so this is...
Who's going to help a brother get further?
This is Elvis Costello.
Will it be sister, mother, grandma, father?
And Alan Toussaint. Alan Toussaint is an amazing musician, writes songs for heaps of people. New Orleans musician, and he had a lot of stuff damaged.
I love the way you say
Katrina.
I love the way you say New Orleans.
And so Elvis Costello sort of did this album with him. Well, yeah, in a way to sort of boost his career with a cool black guy, but it also helped Alan Toussaint sort of get the money back to rebuild his studio and his home. So it's sort of a win-win.
Quite recent?
2000s, later 2000s. 2006. It's an old thing. And so this is Alan singing. And the trombone solo is at 150. Pray tell what's gonna happen to brother. Who's gonna help him get further? And Toussaint wrote this song. So you can hear the brass. Sort of.
You can hear that, that organ. Very, 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 that's not Cajun, but you know, that sort of. Is it Cajun?
Yeah, it is.
Google shows me. Is this a cover of a Lee Dorsey track?
But I think he wrote it still. He wrote for heaps of people. So you hear the brass is showing bumps and bottoms.
Must be about now. Sort of. It was me. I'll bring it in shortly. I'm bringing it about now. Oh, yeah. It's not me, though, obviously, so. Yeah! Woo! Should have brought that in earlier. Turn a really average song into a boomer. Oh, go! I've always wondered how much gust is needed from the lung, from the, I mean, compared to other brass instruments.
Well, those dudes must have, you know, rock hard diaphragms with all that.
Right, oh, same.
So like I said, it's classical kind of tolerates it, but it's big in jazz. And those of you real jazz fanatics, it originally started as the street music, you know, the marching bands, Dixieland, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we still see that brass coming up today with Beyonce sort of doing homage to the marching bands, the black marching bands, in her Coachella performance. Like, it's a big black cultural thing.
I was listening to a podcast, I think it was a podcast, but I got a comedian talking about a true story of something happened to him. You can hire those bands in New Orleans.
Yeah,
so basically, to hang around, like when you go bar crawling, you can hire a band to come with you. And they'll go, brum, 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 just hang around with you.
Play it when the Saints go marching. That's awesome.
Yeah,
and it's sort of so connected to black history, black culture, and black universities. They're called HBCUs, historical black colleges and universities. And so it's got all this sort of historical. So, you know, you're like, oh, marching band, but it's got a lot of cultural significance for the black community.
I would like to know how difficult it is to play, like in comparison to other.
Yeah, to me, it looks hard. Well, I haven't tried those.
The fingering's irrelevant, isn't it?
That's right. It's the slide getting that tone hit on. Now, the other big music.
I always wonder whether the themed Coronation Street was a trombone.
Da, da, da. Whoops, that maybe is the one most, of our listeners know.
The most miserable, soul-destroying theme of any TV show that's ever been written, ever.
Now, the other music y'all will know is ska and dub. For some reason, really into the brass instruments.
Because they sound warm and decent and good.
Okay, so we got our trombone solo. So this is a Chairman of the Board, 1970 soul. And at 2 minutes 20, we get a trombone.
Someone say a big shout out to Fat Freddy's Drop, of course, for tromboning.
Right.
They do some fine tromboning.
Man, if you play trombone in Wellington, you got a job.
I think you have to play in Wellington, don't you? I think you have to play at least an instrument in Wellington, you know?
But you know, if you play brass in Auckland, who's going to hire you? But Wellington? Bro.
There's an amazing opportunity for a badass brass band in this town, I reckon.
I want some marching bands. We need marching bands in New Zealand.
I remember the Continental Airlines marching band many, many, many years ago.
I hear that brass just doing stabs.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. Someone's saying here at the University of Auckland has a glass-blown trombone that they made.
Ooh, I'd like to have a look at that. Being as I work here.
Yeah. I'm the trombone.
Sounds neat.
I'm here to check your trombone. Where's this trombone?
220.
Woo!
Well, you know, you can still play the riffs with your fake trombone, too. Join in.
Not really a lot of room to muck up on a trombone either, because you're coming at certain bits, eh? And then you
I know, just a stab. You're like, dang it, miss that note. But I guess it does almost like a backing vocalist, like a girl group.
Yeah,
so it's almost replacing your BBs.
About now?
Are we at 220?
I can't tell.
Oh, who's got the meter? Excuse me, pardon.
So when you pull it towards you, and that would be the high notes?
No, now you're confusing me. But you didn't.
Wouldn't it? You pull it like,
I guess you're right. You pull it in, it would be higher.
You're supposed to. Wouldn't it? It'd be right, wouldn't it? Because you wouldn't push it out, because the sound would get bigger, wouldn't that, if you push it?
Yeah, you're right. You'd probably get a deeper sound.
Sorry, it's just the physics in my head working.
Well, I also thought I'd read to you some of how to care for your trombone.
Oh, please do.
You use slide cream, but enough of it so that it's still visible on the rotary valve.
I've got tons of that stuff too.
Slide cream. And then you also use a cleaning rod and make sure you clean the inner and outer slide.
Like a gun.
Just thought you'd all want to know the cleaning techniques.
The inner and outer...
Yeah, slide with your cleaning rod.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get a spit or anything in the mouthpiece?
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, hell yeah. That's why you have to clean it.
Mm.
Yeah, you need the slide cream to make it...
slide.
Yeah, lubricate.
God forbid you didn't attend to the upkeep of your trombone, and before you know it, a rusty trombone.
Oh, hell yeah. And apparently, like, to make it, they have to be so perfectly straight, you know, so that the slide is...
Drop somebody's trombone and you have an angry trombonist.
Oh, yeah.
You have a trombonist on the warpath, unable to play their brass instrument because you buckled it.
So, that's our trombone for today.
I feel like there's a fact about the trombone that
that we're missing out.
Yeah, did I tell my trombone story? I told you guys. So tell my trombone story.
No, you didn't tell me your trombone story.
When I was in India, remember?
Oh yes.
Okay, that sounds so exciting.
Whoa, it was an amazing story.
No, I'm not telling you now.
It was the best story. Y'all are missing out. It was such a good trombone story.
Just wanted to play your outro and I blew that as well. So. Anyway, so it's a good story. But
that was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.